This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
All right, good morning, happy holidays. It is the Lombardi Line. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. Behind me, starting to fill up, Michael Lombardi there at the Borgata. So, I don't know if it's lighting up like a menorah or a Christmas tree, but I will tell you this, Green Bay just went to 9 at a bunch of shops. 9.5 at Circa, dipped back down to 8, so that must be officially Lamar Jackson has been ruled out in Baltimore, Michael.
You know, we've been saying it all week, he's not going to play. But I think Baltimore has done a really good job of keeping it undercover and making Green Bay think he is. But now that I think that we're going close to game time, and I think the reality is he's not going to play, and so that line jumped up. I mean, the contest, Patrick, earlier in the week when the contest numbers, when we're doing the show on Thursday, the contest numbers come out from Circa. And I always like to look at those to kind of see where this – that was 5.5. Now it's up to 9. You know, so you're, as Josh would say, you're late to the party on this one. And with the secondary beat up and no Lamar Jackson, you know, people may jump back on Baltimore because they feel like, look, Baltimore's a really good team. You know, they've got a good record. They're certainly going to cover this number. And not so fast. I think there's a lot of people missing in this game for Baltimore, which makes it very dangerous. And, you know, the quarterback's going to play, Mr. Rodgers.
Yeah, you take a look. I mean, that is, wow. So 8.
I mean, 9. I mean, look. If Lamar was playing, it wasn't going to go to 9. You know, we know that. I mean, if Lamar's playing, I mean, that's told you all. And it jumped. And I'm told that I don't think this is just a one-week injury. I think this could linger a little longer.
Yep. No, well put. So the Ravens and Harbaugh in this spot, they love it. They are 16-5-1 ATS, their last 22 as a dog. 16-5-1, last 22 for the Ravens as a dog. And they're going to be a big dog at home today to Green Bay. Who, Green Bay, you know what? There's some motivation there because they want to wrap up this division as quickly as possible, Michael.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that, you know, with Green Bay, with Rodgers, there's always a way that they can cover up for their sins. Now, their offensive line is beat up. We know this going into the game. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be really important for them to do a good job of trying to control the front of the Baltimore Ravens, which is the only way the Ravens can really stop this passing game, is to be able to get some pressure on Rodgers. But I think they're going to have to drop. They're going to have to drop 8 and rush 3 and forget about pressuring on Rodgers, because they can't leave anybody on an island on the back end and hope that he'll just try to run the football. You know, we'll see if Billy Turner plays at right tackle. I think that's the question. Last week, Dennis Kelly played, and then we'll see what happens at the left tackle where Ninjma is playing. And, you know, he didn't look very good last week, and they didn't do anything to help him except Rodgers moves out of the way and makes a throw, and next thing you know, we're off to the races.
Imagine being in the tri-state and getting the family together as Giants fans and saying, let's go to the game today at MetLife. It's cold, it's going to be fun, and there's a lot to play for. Not at all. Mike Glennon under center, the Giants, of course, Dallas in town. Dallas,
don't pick on Mike Glennon. It's only my job to pick on Mike Glennon. Yeah. I don't want you to get mad. I don't want the family mad at you. Just let them be mad at me. It's okay.
I totally respect. And Sean Glennon as well, his brother. I respect you. The Cowboys are looking to wrap up this division so they can start to get healthy. I know that's simply put, but here they are, 10.5 on the opener, all the way up to 11.5 at most books.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of this is because COVID-related, especially with the secondary of the Giants, you know. And then I think also today we're seeing Pollard went out early with the strength coach like he typically always does and had a more extensive workout than he did last week in Washington, so there's a good chance he could play.
Yep.
So no Adoree Jackson, no Aaron Robinson, they're both out with COVID. You know, that's the strength of the Giants, the defense, not their secondary, but the defense is their strength, and I think it's going to be really challenging. And then you've got Mike Glennon playing behind an offensive line. I mean, Javion Smith, the linebacker from the Cowboys, who they cut, is going to start for the Giants today. And he just got there on Thursday. This just tells you how depleted they are at the linebacker position. So, you know, I think this is a hard game for the Giants. It's really hard because if Glennon turns the ball over, they'll easily cover. If they can play a conservative game and not turn it over, you know, maybe they have a chance to backdoor cover like they almost did last week in Los Angeles.
Kadarius Toney out as well. I think this is a spot where they look to get Dak right. It's a get-right spot for Dak, who hasn't been as efficient lately. And you mentioned a depleted secondary. Could be a good spot for the Cowboys here offensively.
You know, and he played, I mean, you got to go back to earlier in the season when he played. He played really well against them. You know, early, I think it was week three of the season, they put 44 points up on the board against them. I mean, they played really well. But I don't know if he could do that if they're at the same level. Like I said earlier on the show during the week, I feel like their execution isn't pristine like New England's last night. And a lot of that's related to how well you practice. And to me, that's what I see. I think that's a little bit of an issue. But this Cowboy defense must practice really well because they're going to put pressure against a bad offensive line of the Giants.
All right, what's up? I told you I teased Tennessee and Pittsburgh, so you tell me what's up here. Pittsburgh has to win. They're 6-6-1. Here comes Tennessee, 9-4 overall. They're 8-5 ATS. Tennessee opened in Pitt 2.5. I got to pick them pretty much everywhere now.
Well, I mean, look, Tennessee is missing their running back, obviously. And you know, you can run the ball on Pittsburgh. We saw Minnesota do it with the dynamic Dalvin Cook. But you can also throw the ball on Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh's a little healthier. I think T.J. Watt will play today. You know, so that's going to put some pressure on Tannehill. And if they can put pressure on Tannehill and create some turnovers, they need to do it. But I think Mike Vrabel in this spot is really a good coach. I really do. I would worry about taking Pittsburgh. I don't like taking Pittsburgh in this because I worry about Big Ben. It's December. He didn't practice all week, Patrick. I mean, last night they couldn't wait to throw that graphic up there. He gets rid of the ball in 2.4 seconds. Like, it's an achievement, you know, because the receivers aren't even ready for the football when he's throwing it. He don't want to get hit. And, you know, I think Tennessee's healthier on defense. They get Bud Dupree back. This will be a slugfest. I think it goes into the fourth quarter. I lean towards taking Tennessee here. I really do. I just think Pittsburgh isn't good enough.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's a must-win situation. So you mentioned Tomlin. We've been pounding the Tomlin stats as a dog, and then he kills us the following week. It's been a team that's hard to peg, that being the Steelers.
Yeah, no, they are hard to peg because Ben's hard to peg, right? You know, when people say, well, you know, this Titans offense, they can't move the ball without their best player. Well, they got 420 against Houston. They moved the ball 420. When they played the Saints, when he wasn't healthy, they kind of managed the game. The Saints and the Rams, they managed the game without offense. But lately, I mean, last week against Jacksonville, they didn't play particularly well. They only threw for 161 yards, but they made the plays and they forced four turnovers and they didn't turn it over. They played well enough to win. I think Tannehill can play well enough to win against a Pittsburgh secondary that I think you could take advantage of, assuming they can block Watt. Now, Roger Saffold's out, the left guard, and they've got offensive line issues, so they got to be careful. That's what I think's moving a little bit is the offensive line's injuries, and will Tannehill not make mistakes?
Okay, before we proceed with the games, let's back up a little bit. We talked about the COVID chaos. Are you hearing anything with your sources as far as moving forward protocols, as far as moving games?
No, I think what they've done now, starting on Monday, you're only going to get tested if everybody who's not vaccinated get tested every day. People that are vaccinated will only get tested if they have symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're positive, and if you're positive and you're asymptomatic, they're going to let you go back in. They're going to let you go back in. So if you don't have, but if you do have symptoms, then they're going to obviously quarantine you and keep you out. But they're treating this, and again, I'm not a doctor, but they're treating this a little bit like as if, okay, you're vaccinated, you're asymptomatic, we'll let you go back in. If you're not, we're going to separate. And then the unvaccinated players are on a different program.
What could go wrong? The NFL is very much on the YOLO approach to COVID right now. You only live once. Let's go. We're going to get these games in, and we're pointing towards the postseason, really, is what it comes down to.
I mean, there's two extremes, right? The NBA is doing it differently. They're going to take everybody out. I mean, it's a little bit of a same thing here in America. I mean, there's all different viewpoints on this. It's become a political issue more than just a scientific issue, right? Yeah. Nobody believes the science. Nobody believes the science. No, everybody has a different view of the science. And so there's a lot of conflict between the two. The NBA is saying, okay, you know, whereas some people are saying, treat it like the flu. Some NFL players are saying, look, we don't want to get tested every day, where the union is saying we want everybody tested every day. Now, obviously, the union acquiesced because they have to collectively bargain this. So the union leadership basically listened to their players and said if you're vaccinated, they don't want to get tested every day, only if they have symptoms. So there's this whole process going through, and it's very political. It's very political because we could say something on this show based on what's going on, and you know, half the country will disagree with you. And I'm not having an opinion on either way. I'm just trying to explain the thought process of the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, as the pandemic nears 2 years, March is going to be 2 years we've been dealing as a country with the pandemic. You know what it's going to make for? It's going to make for some very fun conversations amongst the family at Christmas this year.
Well, yeah, especially if everybody's vaccinated.
Hey, come on back to Michigan with me.
It's me in the corner drinking. I think this, Patrick, that what the NFL is saying is, look, we're going to treat this, for lack of a little like the flu, and if you're sick, you're not going to come in, and you're moving on. And whereas the NBA is saying, no, we're treating this like it was at the start with no vaccination. So there's two extremes. And the union of the NFL players agreed with the owners or whoever the medical doctors. I mean, you saw that in the Washington Post yesterday. The head doctor for the Washington football team said of the 22 COVID cases, only two had symptoms.
He would have held out two of the 26 or something like that. You're right, 100%.
Exactly. So I'm not a doctor. I'm just repeating what they're saying. And if you want to argue with the science, feel free. Bring your medical degree.
You know, I got you back. If you want me to call you a doctor, I'll call you Dr. Lombardi.
I don't know enough about it. I'm repeating what the doctor said. I'm reading it. I read Scott Galloway on Twitter, and he seems to have a pretty good feel for it. You know, and I don't know, but there's a huge, strong side that, you know, we should close down the country because of the variant. And then there's the other side that we should treat it like. So there's such, you know, and the NFL has made their case.
Oddly enough, Baker Mayfield was very demonstrative on Twitter, and everything he said has now fallen into line as to how they're going to be testing. He didn't like the way it was.
No, none of the players did. It wasn't just Baker. I mean, how about Tyler Higbee?
Dr. Mayfield to you. We come back with the Lombardi lines. Juxtapose them to the market next here at Lombardi Line.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
You're listening listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, ExpressBet First Bet wants you to get in on all the horse racing action. Big races today, actually. I'm excited for it. Vegas 1000 is the promo code. You get $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. For all the information here at VSiN when it comes to the horses, go to VSiN.com/horses. Use the bonus code Vegas 1000. Okay, Michael Lombardi there in New Jersey. I'm Patrick Maher live in Vegas here on the Lombardi Line. Christina Bond's son wants us to throw up the poll question. You know how it is. When he tells me to do something, I just do it. He's very intimidating.
It's exactly right.
He is intimidating. So we asked at VSiN Live, poll question, who would you bet on to win Defensive Player of the Year? There you see the odds. Miles Garrett's the favorite. Micah Parsons, the rookie, is your second betting favorite at 3.25. Aaron Donald and then Trayvon Diggs. Let's go ahead and give the results and get Michael's response as I believe it's the rookie. Yes, it is. Almost 54% of the votes going to Micah Parsons there, Michael Lombardi.
Well, I mean, you know, I think in fairness to Myles Garrett, he's tremendous. But the defensive numbers for the Browns, especially on third down, they're not very good. All the things that are supposed to make – when the defensive player of the year is supposed to make your defense better, right? And Parsons clearly makes the Cowboys' defense elite. And so I could see why people are going that direction. Again, I think this is something critically to understand about Parsons' game. Parsons can rush from a down position. So he can put his hand in the dirt and rush. But Parsons also can rush from an inside linebacker position and fit as the fifth rusher. So being a fourth rusher, he's really dominant at that. Being a fifth rusher, he's really good at that. And that's a hard thing. You know, I compared it to the combination of having, you know, like Von Miller and Brian Urlacher in the same body, right? But I think the better comparison is somebody tweeted me yesterday, Carl Mecklenburg. You remember Carl Mecklenburg?
Yes, of course.
You know, gotten that left-handed stance over there at right end. But he could also play inside linebacker for them, and he could blitz. And he wasn't as dominant as Parsons is, but the style of the way they played and the ability to be fourth and fifth rushers, I don't think fans understand how critically that is important and how hard it is for most players to achieve.
That Denver Bronco team, Dan Reeves, Mecklenburg, that's a good throwback right there.
I mean, you know, I'm doing this thing for the Hall of Fame, Patrick, and writing about it. Dan Reeves, here he is. He's played in how many Super Bowls? You know, two different franchises he's taken to Super Bowls. He's lost them. You know, he's ninth.
Great player.
I think he's 10th on the list in wins. He was a great player, and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
And it's fascinating.
How do you? It's unbelievable the inconsistencies in terms of who gets in and who doesn't. It's really not a Hall of Fame. It's a Hall of Politics.
Oof. Well put. Shout to South Carolina, too. Dan Reeves. Pride. He's a Gamecock. Okay, it's time for the Lombardi Line. You want to caveat this? I know that there, you wanted to say something before we get to your numbers.
Well, I mean, it's just, again, my numbers are numbers that you look at, all right, and you examine them. But if you're going to be just numbers-based, you're going to make a lot of mistakes because you've got to weigh in the team, you've got to weigh in the coaches, and today you've got to weigh in the COVID. Like, let's take, for example, the Jacksonville-Houston game, right? That I have that number at 2.37. That's the Lombardi line on that game, okay? But there's so many players on Houston that are missing. So how do you play Houston when you said that's what you should play? Now, maybe it'll come out that way. But I think you have to be concerned, A, about injuries, and B, about COVID. Who's going to miss? And then C, I think you really got to handicap these quarterbacks. I think you really got to do a job of handicapping these quarterbacks. Now, you know, that line, is it up to 6 or is that 5? It's 5. So, I mean, you know, it's still a lot of points. And Will Hill's right. Jacksonville shouldn't be favored by anybody by 5. But on this day, it may prove to be right.
Let's go ahead and throw up the first graphic, Lombardi's lines. Remember, we're looking for a wiggle. These are Michael's number. He crunches. And, again, a lot of it's based on COVID to this week, so it's rough. But we take a look. The consensus right now with the Bills is 14-14. And, yeah, 14, your number is what?
10.25. And, you know, that was when the line opened up at 10.5. In the circuit contest, it was 10.5 on Thursday. So the betting public has moved it. So for me, I would have to play Carolina. And I don't think either team is affected as much. Derek Brown will miss for Carolina for COVID. So, you know, to me, if there's a play I was going to make, I've got to play Carolina.
Okay. And then Arizona's 13 in Detroit. You got a bigger number there.
Yeah, Arizona to me, you know, that was one. I had that at 15.4. I mean, Arizona's a really good team. Their numbers are strong. So I would play Arizona as this number gets away. Now, 15's a lot of points, right? 13's a lot, and I could see why you want to take it, especially without Hopkins in the game. But that's where I see that game. I would take Arizona if I had to.
We got some wiggle here. Miami's laying 10, yet your number with the Jets in town is?
My number on that game was 6.5, so but I'm not taking the Jets. There's no chance you're getting me to take the Jets. No. Can't go for that. No chance. Zach Wilson against zero pressure. He's going to get all up. I mean, there's no receivers for the Jets, right? They don't have Corey Davis. They don't have Elijah Moore. They're going to put Xavier Howard on who? They're going to put him up there. Where are they going with the football? Where are they going to throw it? And George Fant, not that he's a great player. Their starting left tackle, George Fant, may not be active today, which accelerates the problems against zero blitz coverage.
Dolphins, everything to play for. The Jets, nothing. Next up, let's throw up the board. The Cowboys at the Giants right now. Dallas is 11.5, 12. Where's the Lombardi line?
7-8-1. Got to play the Giants. I'm not playing Mike Glennon. Got to play the Giants. I'm not playing Mike Glennon. I mean, so again, here it is. You know, you look at your numbers and you say play the Giants, but you've got to layer it in. You've got to factor all these things in, and I just don't like it. Plus COVID. I got Mike Glennon. I got a bad offensive line. Tony's the playmaker, is not in the game against a good defensive front, and the Cowboys are healthy. No, I can't go for that.
Lay off it. Let's go next up. Titans, Steelers. It's a pick 'em. Where's the Lombardi line?
You know, I had this as two really even. It's a pick 'em game, and I slightly favored the Steelers at 2.25 because of home field advantage. You know, and so I would take Tennessee in the points. I would take Tennessee in the points. I think it's a pick 'em game, obviously. That's the way I see the game. There's not a lot of wiggle. If you want to play it, I would have to play Tennessee.
Okay, an exciting one down south. The Texans at the Jags. The Jags are 5.5. Where's the Lombardi line?
I added a 2.37, and again, this is COVID-related. I would play Jacksonville here. I do think Jacksonville will get a spark without Urban on that sideline. I do think it's hard to play in South Florida in December for some of these teams, especially with heat and humidity, although Houston's dealing with it. But Houston's a beat-up team right now, especially in the offensive line and at linebacker. You know, and they'll come out of this game, and they'll start the opening drive and play well. But I just don't think they'll be able to continue it. I think this defensive front for Jacksonville will make some plays.
Worst word you can hear when contracts, cause. Urban was fired with cause. You get no cash, Urban. Let's go next. Bengals at the Broncos. This one's fascinating. So the number's 3 with the Broncos laying it. Where's the Lombardi line?
2.93, right there on the number. You know, Denver gets it. I'm going to play Cincinnati today because I just have a feel that they'll play well coming off of 2 losses. And, look, it's nervous-wracking because their offensive line is so bad, but I'm going to go with Burrow over Teddy Bridgewater. And I think this Cincinnati defense is a little bit better, particularly against a team like Denver, which I think they can get a good beat on. If they stop this run game, put some pressure on Teddy, I think they'll be able to win the game.
Okay, Falcons 49ers. This number is 8.5, 9. Where is the Lombardi line?
You know, like everyone has said, this on paper, the Falcons' numbers are a disaster. Really, they are. I mean, it's a miracle they've won this many games. But I have this as an 11.25 game. I'm all over San Francisco in this game, unless you just really think you want to take the points and know the book's going to cover something or backdoor. If Cordell Patterson gets hurt, you know, he's been in and out of games. He didn't play a lot of the Carolina game in the second half. That'll affect. But this is a game I really think that San Francisco should win. But you're always worried because, as Will Hill said, these books are going to get even this week.
In the books, there's variance. So Green Bay, 8 at a few books, but Westgate just went to 9.5 with the news. Lamar Jackson most likely not going to play here in Baltimore. Where's your number?
I had it at 4.5. Right in the contest, it was at 5.5. So this number is all, and I knew early in the week that Lamar wasn't going to play, despite all the rhetoric going around out of Baltimore. That's why you need to listen to the Lombardi line, download the podcast. You know, we're going to give you the information before the number runs away from you. So I think that's really important. Now, you know, they're waiting to confirm it. We don't need to wait to confirm it. We've already talked about it all week. He's not going to play, you know, and if he plays, he's not even going to be. I think he's questionable for next week against Cincinnati.
Great plug, by the way. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find the Lombardi Line now. It is a podcast. Good job, Michael. Next one up, Saints Bucks.
Thank you, Patrick.
You got it. 11, seven, 11 and a half-ish.
7.93. You know, the coach is out of the game. I hate to think that. I know Pete Carmichael's a really good coach, and he's been with Sean Payton for years. But I think Sean Payton does make a difference on that sideline. And then the two starting tackles bother me. You know, and Brady's the way they played last week, they know that New Orleans is their kryptonite a little bit. I think they'll play better. I got to take New Orleans because of the line.
By the way, I never got your take. A solid casting with Kevin James as Sean Payton in that Netflix special, no?
Do you think? I didn't see that one. I mean, I missed that, you know?
You got to take a look at that.
As Maxwell Smart said, I missed it by that much. You know, I never saw that one.
It's an SNL skit. If you watch the whole clip, it's pretty funny. Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Sean Payton missing here, though. It's a big miss, but just because
I think it's huge. It's like John. It's like Gruden. I mean, you wonder why the Raiders' offense is stagnant. Well, the guy you're paying $10 million was the offense coordinator.
If you can find Thomas Gable, we'd like to talk to him next.
He runs the
sports book there in Atlantic City at the Borgata. Thomas Gable joins here, Lombardi Line, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It's Week 15. It's nuts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
All right, we're killing it with the college football betting guide, so get yours. It's $19.99. Again, it's hard to keep track of everything with these bowls. We've got you covered. VSiN.com/bowl guide for under $20. Can't beat it. Insights, trends, data, and predictions. Make sure you check it out. VSiN.com/bowl guide. But on those college football bowls, more to come on that. VSiN.com/bowl guide. Okay. Thomas Gable runs the book there in Atlantic City at the Borgata. It's the best on the East Coast. And we say hi to TG. Thomas, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, guys. How are you?
We're doing good here. Yeah, we're really doing good. You know, it's interesting week. I mean, you guys have just jacked up these numbers so high, it's hard to get any advantage here. But it's okay. You know, we'll keep fighting
that
through.
That was one of the things I said to you this morning when you came in. You know, what these favorites, a lot of the favorites spreads have
increased.
And, you know, it was interesting when you look at, like, the opening number, what I was making, and you do the same exercise, but you make numbers. I don't know how many games you actually made double-digit favorites this week.
Not many.
You know, and now we're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, there's at least 5 right now that are double-digit favorites on the board. So
and you don't have 2 bad weeks in a row. We know this.
We've had 2 bad weeks in a row.
You like
Patrick.
The Maggio. You have a good hitting streak going.
Let's get. Let's not.
You're always getting wood on the bat. Yeah. I mean, you always get wood on the ball.
He doesn't like you trying to throw good energy his way. He likes to low ball it, sandbag it. How'd you do last night with the Colts covering?
Not good.
Okay.
Not good.
I set you up.
We actually dropped that number down to 1.5, back to 1.5, which is where it opened. So it got back to its opening number. We took a lot of late Colts money yesterday, so we ended up a loser on that game yesterday.
Yeah. You know, that's a game that I think if you handicapped and took the Patriots, you were counting on them playing a little better than they did. No penalties, not a typical Patriot game, and you might have been right. You know, they're right there at the end. They had a chance, and, you know, so it's one of those games, I think, in handicapping that you may have lost the bet, but your handicap might have been right, and I think you got to move forward with that logic.
Snap call, not good from Thomas Gable. That's funny. It appears everywhere, because some of these books regionally can be quite different, but it appears the money, the tickets, everybody's on the Packers. Where's that number now at the Borgata?
Yeah, so it's 8.5 now. Briefly touched 9 here, but currently 8.5. And when you look at the splits on this, 91% of the tickets is on Green Bay. About 60% of the money is also on Green Bay, and obviously the news there with, you know, the uncertainty about Lamar Jackson, Tyler Huntley. He did a decent job last week when he came in, almost pulled off a tremendous comeback there, threw for 270 yards, ran for another 45. But there definitely is a drop off between him and Jackson, no doubt about that. And you know, they've lost 3 of 5 and struggling for that playoff spot. So, but the cornerback, the secondary situation for Baltimore just keeps getting worse and worse, it seems, every week. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, Michael, I don't know if he – I know you say this about Russell Wilson a lot. I don't know if Rodgers has a endorsement deal with right guard, but he is a deodorant for Green Bay. For
no
sure.
doubt. I mean, and you know, and he's got to be licking his chops, even though, you know, he's undeclared. But, I mean, when you look at this, I mean, Chuck Clark's not going to play in the back end.
Right.
I mean, even this kid Westry, who was supposed to play, you know, and Jimmy Smith now just went out. I mean, you know, their corner situation is so bad. And then their front, I mean, this is going to be a challenge for Don Martindale and the whole defensive staff. But they're going to have to find a way to do it on offense. They're going to have to control the ball and run the ball on Green Bay. And I think that with these two tackles, I mean, with Baltimore's two tackle situation, it becomes hard to do much of anything successfully because they become the real problem of the game. I mean, Tyree Phillips at right tackle to go along with Villanueva, not a good situation.
Titans Steelers, where are you now off the 2.5 opener, I believe, with the Titans laying it?
Yeah, Titans did open 2.5-point favorites. Got to pick them, and actually Pittsburgh were favored here briefly. They got up to 1.5 favorite, but now back to pick them here in this one. And, you know, with the Titans here, you know, the key is going to be their defense. We know without Derrick Henry, the offense is still missing quite a bit, but not that Pittsburgh's defense is in great shakes. T.J. Watt should be playing, though. But this one, I think the total here, we opened the total at 41.5, and the total has ticked up to 43.5. This is just going to be – it's going to come down to how Roethlisberger, I think, is going to be able to handle it. And Tennessee's defense is certainly playing much better. So I kind of lean Tennessee in this one, Michael.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think Vrabel does a good job in these matchups. Not that I don't think Tomlin does, but I see Ben moving around for it takes him 3 quarters to get warmed up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he doesn't practice all week, and you know, he's – and I think that Tennessee will put some pressure on them against an offensive line. Look, it'll be a slugfest. I think it'll go down to the fourth quarter like most of these games do. I just think Tennessee finds a way to win these type of games.
You've seen Pittsburgh, though, lately with, the, you know, in these fourth quarters really come back. It's almost turning into like the shootout type game.
And he kind of gets warmed up. It's like it takes him forever to get warmed up, you know?
That's a great point. The next one. We were talking about the double digits here. How about New Orleans at Tampa? Where are you sitting now with Tampa laying it?
So it is actually back to the opener of 11.5. It got down to 10.5 at one point, but back to 11.5 here. And it's mostly Tampa money. The ticket split is actually pretty even here, but mostly a Tampa money. And people also teasing Tampa down, but without Sean Payton and some other key people missing there on the New Orleans side, I think we're going to see. We're definitely going to probably need New Orleans tonight when that game kicks off here.
Yeah, I would think so, especially with Brady on, you know. But look, Brady's kryptonite has been New Orleans. I mean, Dennis Allen does a good job against them. He kind of gets them. They turn the ball over. They make some mistakes. So, you know, I would have been tempted to take New Orleans and the points. I mean, this line opened up before the COVID outbreak. It was 11.5, right? I mean, it was there at the beginning of the week, and it looked like, oh, you got to, you know, this is a pretty good spot to play it. I think this number's inflated. And then this news came in, which backed me off.
I want to know.
Absolutely.
I want to know.
Everybody in.
Oh, so please, Tom. Sorry. Go ahead, man.
No, with everybody in, I think, for the Saints, I would make this under double digits.
Yeah,
for
me
sure.
too. I think that it just the line ran away from us.
I want to know a game. I want where you are at the book, but I also want your opinion on this game, and that is Cincinnati-Denver. It's been the polarizing one. So where are you sitting? And also I want, Thomas, your opinion.
So it's 3 right now, Denver laying 3, totals 44, and this is moved from where we opened it. We opened Broncos 1.5-point favorites. Totals only ticked up 0.5 there from 43.5 opener. But Cincinnati, I would certainly lean Cincinnati, and, you know, we're seeing some more respected money here on grabbing the 3 now with the Bengals. So this potentially could get back down to 2.5. But I would lean Cincinnati, especially getting that key number of 3.
You know, everybody talks about Cincinnati's offensive line. They're missing Riley Reiff's, the right tackle is going to be. This line wasn't good when Riley Reiff was in there. I mean,
yeah,
this kid gets hit all the time. I mean, it's like, yeah, the backup's not as good as Riley Reiff. I get that. But, I mean, this kid seems to make plays, and, you know, he's got the weapons to challenge this team. And I know that, you know, Denver has played well of late, but still Denver's offense, to me, is broken. I don't see Denver's offense being explosive. Williams, the runner. But one thing I think Cincy can do is play the run.
You know, I just realized something. So the Bucs are going to clinch their division with a win today. That means you're going to pay off $700. Remember the bet that
yes.
came in? Somebody walked
yes,
in
I
and dropped in
that.
The South like $75,000 to win $700, something like that, Thomas?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the other week. Somebody
that's not going to kill you to pay
dropped
off
$700.
Over 70K. Yeah.
No. But we do have liability on Tampa for the division overall. I know people were betting them before the season even started to win the division. So we do have liability. We will be losing money on Tampa winning that division, Patrick.
How's the early start with the college bowls there at the Borgata?
Not too bad. You know, the only bowl game that we really had a big decision on, which didn't go our way yesterday, by the way, Patrick, was the Liberty game. And, you know, but for the most part, the bowls have gone pretty well. Decent interest in them. Obviously, as we get towards New Year's and the college football semifinal, that handle will pick up as the bigger schools, the bigger programs get underway. But, yeah, it's been okay.
We're all going to be pulling for you today. Godspeed
yep,
there at the book.
We need it. Yeah. We're on a two-week losing streak here. Two-week losing streak, Patrick.
Yeah, after like 10 straight where you came in with a big grin on your face. So good luck bouncing back. I mean, these numbers are insane. We've never seen anything like it. This is wild.
These double-digit, it's hard. And you know that somebody's going to cover, but who do you like? That's the question.
Yep.
Thomas Gable, thank you. Borgata Racing
Thanks,
Sportsbook.
TG.
Thank you, TG. Big racing day for Thomas and I as well with the horses. Okay, we come back and we run the board and get Michael's three plays of the day. Coming up next here, Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
VSiN 200, that's the bonus code to get $200. So here's what you're going to do. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, they welcome you with the lock of the year. A $10 moneyline wager, any game, team scores, you're good to go. VSiN 200, again, you got to use that promo code over at BetMGM as a new bettor. Please gamble responsibly. If you do have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available. Mississippi, Nevada. Okay, on deck, Femi's coming up, but this is a Lombardi Line. We're going to run the board. Before we do that, we're going to bring in Josh to run it as well. Let's go ahead and throw up Michael's Week 15 NFL plays. And, Michael, you could start with the Bengals catching three here.
You know, I just this is something fishy about this game. I know the Bengals are missing some offensive linemen, but that's been the case all year. This is a play for Joe Burrow, getting 3 points on the road. I mean, Denver has not been the most explosive offense. I think this will be a tight game back and forth. And I think the last 2 weeks that the Bengals have lost, they've been self-inflicted wounds, really. I mean, they drop a kickoff, two punts. You know, Joe Mixon drops a ball against the Chargers. They're roaring back against the Chargers. So I just feel like this is a play more about Burrow against Bridgewater than anything. Miami, to me, this is all about matchups. I don't like the matchup for Zach Wilson going against this blitzing attack that Miami will use. Plus, without their skill players, Zach Wilson's going to be under a lot of pressure. I think he's going to have a hard time moving the football on a consistent basis. And Miami's offense has played well. They put 24 points up against the Jets the last time they played them on the road. I think they'll play better at home. They won by 7 on the road, and that was when Flacco played. I think they're better with Flacco than they are with Wilson right now, and that's why I would go there. And then the Jags, to me, this is really not about the Urban Meyer movement. This is more about Houston being not healthy. Houston missing their two inside linebackers, two offensive linemen. I think Houston's really kind of depleted, and I think Davis Mills will be under a lot of pressure from a good Jacksonville front. And Jacksonville played good defense last week. Now, Jacksonville will score a lot of points, but they played good defense, and I suspect they'll play better today offensively.
Bengals, Dolphins, Jags, Michael Lombardi. Okay, we bring in Josh. We're going to go rotation number to run the board. We'll start at the top. Josh Allen's in Buffalo's lane 14, hosting Carolina, Michael Lombardi.
Well, I think 14 is a lot of points, and I think that Carolina's defense should be able to keep this. I'll take 14, and I'll lay it. I do think, though, if you want to play, I mean, if this is one of those lines that if you play it, you're playing it because you think Buffalo is going to, be really just want to make a statement here and win this game. But I caution you a little bit. They play New England. Will they take some of their guys out if they get a big lead and then open themselves up for a backdoor cover?
Okay, Josh.
I'm with Michael on this one. To me, guys, I don't think it's really a sharp play on the Panthers, but it's a value play at this point. This is what we talked about early in the show with big line moves. The Bills actually open only laying 10 points. It's all the way up to 14. The hook there with 14.5 was out there, and it came back down to 14. DJ Moore's going to play. We've seen these big December dogs getting double digits or more last decade. They're about 56% ATS. It's also a big spread with a low total. I'll go Panthers here, plus 14.
Okay, we know Michael's with Miami, Jets in town. It's up to 10.5, Josh. Where are you?
I'm right there with Michael. I think this is either a conventional spread or a teaser opportunity, 10 down to -4. Dolphins playing much better as a late favorite off a bye, 57% ATS. And I'm with Michael. I think Wilson struggles against this Dolphins D.
Okay, Michael, Dallas is at the Giants, and Dallas is laying 11.5.
Wow, it's up to 11.5. I'm going to take Dallas and lay the points. I think Dallas is healthy. I think at this time of the year, you better go healthy teams. And I think Dallas is healthy. And clearly, we know the Giants are. With Mike Glennon, I can't take the points of Mike Glennon. I would be a hypocrite as much as I rip Mike Glennon on this show. There's no way I could do it.
Okay, Josh.
Yeah, I'd go Dallas or nothing. I'd look at Dallas maybe on a teaser, minus 11, down to -5, go through 10, go through 7. And then also, guys, this is a windy under, Patrick. This is your Doppler's going nuts for this one at MetLife. 45 down to 43.5, late season divisional under as well. I'll go under.
Tennessee's at Pittsburgh. I see a couple of Pitts lane one pop up, but let's call it a pick 'em, Michael Lombardi.
I'm just going to take Tennessee here. I just feel like Tennessee will move the ball well enough. I don't trust Big Ben in December, cold weather. Takes them 3 quarters to get warmed up. If they block T.J. Watt, I think they'll win the game.
Josh?
This reminds me a lot, again, of that Patriots game last night where, again, you open with a road team, kind of a slight favorite. It flips to the home team. Now, there is late buyback toward Michael's Titans side here because it was 1.5 and it's down to a pick 'em. But I'll go Steelers on the money line. You could also maybe tease them up to 6. Rest advantage and an interesting move in their favor.
Okay, Josh, stick with you. Michael's on Jacksonville. Houston's in town. The Jags are laying 5.5.
Oh, man, I would say, guys, this is kind of a classic wise guy system. Your coach gets fired, just automatically bet that team. It has been pretty good historically, but I can't get there. I can't lay these big points with Jacksonville. If you're 5.5 with the Texans now, one system I like, two terrible teams, win percentage of 250 or less, just take the dog. Historically, that's around 59% ATS last decade.
Okay, Michael, Arizona's at Detroit, and Arizona's laying 12.5, 13.
I'm going to go Arizona here. I think they'll play well. I think Kyler Murray's got to play well. I think the problem with Detroit defensively is they're slow, and this is a fast Arizona team, especially with Murray running around back there, beep, beep. I'll take the Cards.
Josh?
Oh, man, Patrick, I got to go Detroit here. I really don't like it, but this is a really lopsided play toward Arizona. It was at 13.5, down to 13, maybe 12.5. Again, Detroit not very good going for the number one pick, but they're 8-5 ATS. See if Mr. Kneecaps can keep it close.
Okay, Atlanta, San Francisco. Michael, 8.5 with San Francisco laying it.
My numbers say San Francisco. I'll go with my numbers here and just not even care. Hopefully it works out. But I do think San Francisco needs a statement game. They need to play well. Atlanta just worries me. You know, they worry me. I've almost was tempted. When it was 9.5, I think it was a better play. Now it's 9. It went down to 8.5. So, you know, I like it. I'll take San Francisco.
Okay, Josh.
Yeah, movement's all been towards San Francisco, guys. I'm with Michael. I don't really want to back Atlanta here. I think San Francisco's in a great teaser spot. -8.5 down to -2.5, go through 7, go through 3.
Okay, we know Michael likes Cincy catching the 3 at Denver. Josh, where are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go Denver money line, guys. It reminds me a lot, again, of that Browns game last week against the Ravens. You open -1.5. You're up to 3. I'm with TG and Michael at 3. There's value to Bengals now, but I'm going money line, -165. Win the game. I want to be with that move.
Okay, Green Bay's at Baltimore. Man, 9? Green Bay's laying 9, Michael.
You know, I love this at 5.5. Can I get that back again, please? I mean, we know Lamar's not playing. I think I got to take the Ravens to keep it close at 9. I mean, the Packers are missing 6 starters as well. I mean, the Packers aren't exactly healthy, but they do have the man. And the man does make a huge difference. But I'll go Ravens here only because it's just the line's just insane, right? It's just too far away.
Okay, Josh.
I'm with Michael. This is an inflated line spot. If you like Carolina, you know, 10 up to 14 against the Bills, you got to like Baltimore. You know, only 4.5 now to 9. That's a big move, guys. I think Packers are going to be a big teaser play, but I'm with Michael. Huntley maybe keeps them close.
Okay, New Orleans at Tampa Sunday night tonight. Tampa's laying 11.5, Michael.
My numbers say I got to take New Orleans, and I don't like doing it, but I will. I think they'll miss Sean Payton in the 2 tackles, but I think 11's a lot of points.
Okay, Josh.
That's a lot of points. I'll lean on them. It is a primetime dog spot. But, guys, like the under here. Open 47. It's down to 45.5. Late season divisional unders, 57% last decade.
Okay. So, and we haven't really touched on it. I'll give your official leans as we got 2 games coming up on Monday and 2 Tuesday. I'll just reset it where the market is, Michael, and you can react. Cleveland right now is laying 3 with Vegas in town. Minnesota is laying 6 at Chicago.
Well, I think you got to take Chicago in the 6, as much as I hate doing it. I think these are usually Minnesota plays in all close games. Even when they start to route a team, they get play a close game. So I think you got to, I mean, 6 is a lot of points for the home team, and Minnesota has not been a very good Chicago team in Soldier Field. So I would do that. At Cleveland, you know, I think they're getting all their COVID players back, just like Washington's getting all their COVID players back. So, you know, I think the line has been such the difference. But I think in that line, I mean, we saw it was at 6.5, right? Early in the week when Cleveland was thought to be healthy, it was 6.5. I think you got to take Cleveland at 3.
Remember, new bettors, traditional tease starts at 6. So if you like Minnesota but you don't want to lay it, maybe you can couple them and bring it down to a pick 'em. Josh, any thoughts on those 2 games coming up Monday night?
Yeah, tons of movement, guys. Michael's totally right. You know, Cleveland opened -6. It flipped all the way to Vegas Raiders -3. Now it's flipped the other way, -3. This is one of those games that, depending on if you bet it before, you're either really happy with this closing line value or you're kind of getting the worst of it. Another notable one, guys, movement back toward the Rams a little bit. Rams opened -7. They got all the way down to 4.5, and I'm saying, okay, COVID and maybe a good spot here with Russell Wilson as a dog. But now with Odell coming back and some more of these COVID guys coming off the list, Rams are back up to -7. So I think you monitor this thing, you wait it out, but it's tough. I think I'm going to see tomorrow how this thing shakes out.
Okay, Michael, got a minute to go. I'm going to get out of the way. Your thoughts on week 15 and what you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be the team that covers. How many of these dogs actually do cover? I mean, we know Thomas Gable's got this beautiful casino because he wins all the time. So, you know, that's what I'm anxious for, because I've been very careful this week of trying to find the right dog. I had a hard time looking for it. And then I'm anxious to see what Jacksonville does. Trevor Lawrence, with a little bit of that weight lifted off of him, what do they do with Urban out of town?
And Urban gave his first comments yesterday. He said
that was an advertisement to, please, if anybody's interested in a coach, I'm available.
Yeah, that was very, because he's not getting paid, or we don't think.
Yeah.
Okay, M. Lombardi, NFL. Josh, enjoy your Sunday as well, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, appreciate it, guys.
Thanks,
good luck,
Josh.
Today.
Okay, we'll
Bye-bye.
Be right back tomorrow here on the Lombardi Line. Remember, still 4 games to go, Monday, Tuesday. Coming up next, Femi is here with the pregame show right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.